questions, Dr. Wright. Good morning, everyone. This will be a waive for our hearing for Michael A. Reiner, ABC number 048898. Normally, you've all been present for court hearings before for this thing. This particular inmate, so you're aware of the way it normally goes out on the waive hearing. You normally read through the information, then make a determination. Once I've gone through the basic information, if the victim or victim's representatives would like to add anything, that'll be the time, and you're more than welcome to speak at that time, okay? Okay, so this will be a waived parole hearing for Michael L. Reiner, ABC number 048898. Mr. Reiner is 57 years old, and he is serving a life sentence for first-degree murder, which the sentence began on June 5th, 1983. Mr. Malnick became parole eligible on June 4th, 2008, and he was certified for this hearing, which is for regular parole home arrest or absolute discharge on October 1st, 2018. The first degree murder charge was first degree murder while committing robbery. He has been certified for hearings on 20 occasions. He has refused to appear for 5 of those hearings, and he has waived 3 other times. And the times that he did appear, he was denied any type of release. Mr. Malnick has a moderate discipline, but he has had 10 violations in the last 5 years. So a minor in 2013, a major in 2014, a major and one minor in 2015, then a major and 4 minors in 2016, a major in 2017. Most of those are for disrupting count and disobeying that type of violation, but it is troublesome that they seem to be increasing as time goes by rather than decreasing. He has some programming, but currently there's no release plan or financial information in the packet. A brief summary of the offense is that on June 1st, 1983, Mr. Malnick convinced the victim to give him a ride to where Mr. Malnick claimed that he had wrecked his motorcycle in an apartment's pickup truck. When they arrived at that area, he used a handgun to force the victim into the desert to where he shot and killed the victim. And the offense was committed so that Mr. Malnick could steal the victim's ATC. During interviews later, he said that he didn't really feel any remorse, but that he might feel some at a later time. There's no family or community support. We have some previous victim submissions and opposition letters from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office from 2017. So at this time, if victim or victim's representatives would like to make any statements, I believe one of you is a victim's attorney.
I am, Your Honor, but I am just here to support today.
Oh, okay, okay. Normally we defer to the attorney or the county attorney to determine the process for the victim's side to speak. So would any of you like to say a few words today? Good morning, and would you say your name?
My name is Glenn Conlon, and I'm here to address the board that we oppose any release of Michael Malnick. Just a recap of what Malnick actually did was he executed Mike. He didn't just go out to steal. It was premeditated what he went to do. He shot Mike in the back of the head twice. Every time we've heard him, testify at every hearing. I've been to every hearing, and when we hear him testify, he changes his story. He's never had any remorse for what he's done. He's continued to change his story on the events that have happened. Throughout the hearings, he's bragged about grand auto theft, kidnapping, stealing. He bragged about, and these are other offenses not related to this offense. He talked about how he acquired a gun for scare tactics on his next victim. He also talked about how he stole the rifle. These are crimes that he was never convicted for. And he also, when he went out there, he just didn't shoot him. He tied him up with baling wire and then executed him. And then he took his boots and his pants and then his three-wheeler. And he's also, I don't know if the board's aware or not, he's on the STG list, which is the security threat group with the prison. His name showed up on the list to release him. There's no doubt in my mind he'll murder again. So we ask that you don't release him. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
I would like
to make a comment. I tried to, as briefly as possible, go over the crime.
I understand that, which is really hard to do because he's quite lengthy when he comes up and he talks about, he goes off on tangents. And like I said, he's never ever been remorseful for what he did. He always blames it on somebody else, which I find remarkable. He blames it that his parents didn't teach him right from wrong. He's a menace to society. We can't wait till he just dies in prison. That's where he needs to go. He needs to stay there. So, thank you.
Any questions from the board? No questions. Thank you very much, sir.
Mary Ramirez on the Voice for Crime Victims, and I'm actually just here to support the family and Mr. Conlon, Mr. and Mrs. Conlon, but I wanted to make sure your file contained these photos.
Yes.
Okay, that was my sole purpose. Am I allowed to hand them to you, so you want to pass, can you pass them?
We have them.
You have them, okay. All right, then I'm just going to defer to Mrs. Grant.
Okay.
So I am Eva Bennett, the mother of the victim, Michael Bennett. As you know, he was abducted June 1st of 1983 from Deer Valley Cycle Park and forced to drive his truck and his new ATV to a remote area where the inmate shot him execution style in the back of the head. We know this was not the first crime by his own admission that in stealing other trucks. He, at one of the hearings, said he had stole three in the last, probably almost got caught. So maybe his intention was to be sure that our son could not identify him or to get apprehended. We've attended all these hearings possible, and as Glenn said, heard a variety of stories from the inmate. The whole point of the robbery seemed to be he wanted the truck to use it as chop shop business, and then the new ATV was a bonus, as my son had only gotten it a week prior and was just going out for a short test ride after work on that evening. By this crime, the inmate destroyed two lives, our son's and his own, just for material gain. There have been many changes in society and in the world, the advancement of technology, which I don't believe the inmate would ever be able to cope with if he was let out. Cell phones didn't even exist at that time, so we couldn't call our son to see why he hadn't come home as it got later that evening. Over the years, I have not heard anything at these hearings which would lead me to believe the inmate should ever be released, as I believe it would be dangerous to do so, and I request denial of any type of parole. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from the board? Thank you, ma'am. Anyone else like to address the board at this time? No? Okay, well, thank you very much. So we are nearing the end of the hearing at this time, and I would like to go ahead and make a motion at this time to deny Mr. Michael Weinick, agency number 04-8898, deny weather parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge at this time. The date of the crime doesn't allow for a 1 year set off. And that would be my motion, but I don't give the reasons.
I'll second.
Motion by myself, seconded by House, written by Ms. Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Kamutis. And the reasons would be serious and violent offense, loss of human life, serious and deadly offense, trauma to the victim. Actually, I would say aid to the victim, because he was young. The overall circumstances, I would indicate victim harassment because of being out into the desert. He had some prior criminal history when he's on admissions, as far as I'm concerned, making a repeat offender, poor institutional behavior, recent disciplinary infractions, lack of programming, poor release plan, no family or community support system. And is there anything else that anybody would like to add? Okay, so that would be a reason so that everybody understand. Okay, that will end the hearing, and we thank you for appearing today.